I have worked in this area for a long time in this and have often thought that was a good idea to try to spread that physical presence out a little bit. So I'm happy that it's being done and I'm eager to see what comes of it.
Phyllis Pooley is Director of the Office of Economic Development and Engagement at HAWES. The Memorandum of Understanding for the project is for 1 year and will be revisited to see if it needs any tweaking. As part of the agreement, an OEDE researcher will meet weekly with Santa Rosa County's Economic Development Office.
We have often thought in the past that perhaps we should establish a physical presence in Santa Rosa County in order to assist the economic developers. It is so much easier for them to bounce ideas off of us, ask us questions, if you're actually kind of sitting in the office with them.
Over the years, economic development has evolved into a very data-driven entity, says Pooley, with local developers being asked for all sorts of information about their communities on a regular basis, partly through what she calls expanded data, evaluating opportunities that come into an economic development office.
You don't want to just take anything if somebody says that they would like to locate 50 jobs, 100 jobs or something at the industrial park. That kind of requires more than just telling them. It's sort of evaluating what the other side presents as well.
Numerous calls and emails to Shannon Ogletree, Santa Rosa County's Economic Development Director for this story, were not returned. Another goal in the partnership is expanding what Pooley and her colleagues know about dollars and cents in Santa Rosa.
I personally would like to work on trying to do a little more forecasting for them, take a look at their bed tax collections, those kinds of ideas. Tap into the fact that we could maybe build a little repository. I mean, there are so many data sources out there.
This partnership is a two-way street, Pooley is quick to add. Santa Rosa will be tapping into Economic Development and Engagement's third-party data in helping the county with a major transition.
Workforce is becoming everything in economic development. I mean, you could talk about having a spec building. You can talk about needing to focus on your transportation. But the number one thing that potential employers want to know about is the workforce.
Essentially, the workforces at large-scale projects such as ST Engineering, Navy Federal Credit Union, and others need to be monitored, along with the educational programs they undergo beforehand, as the firms grow and add employees.
I think there's this new push, this new initiative to kind of make this more of a unified, let's look at what people are learning in high school, let's look at what the curriculum is in college, let's see what the jobs are demanding that people know. And I think that there's a big effort out there to try to coordinate all of that.
OEDE's Phyllis Pooley is hoping they can take away from the partnership a better understanding of what Santa Rosa County businesses need in the workforce and elsewhere.
And I also think that they'll have the benefit of being able to make more data-driven decisions so that they will know whether some deal that's being presented is really a good deal for the community.
More information on UWF's Office of Economic Development and Engagement can be found at uwf.edu/OEDE. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.